I'm Jacob Lewis, and you're listening to Neighbors, the show where next door hits home, telling surprising stories of ordinary people. Neighbors is a show about human connection, and one of the things that connects us to the world around us is our ears. The fact that you're listening to a podcast right now is a pretty good indicator that you rely on them. Well, listen up. Today we're featuring a story from Rob McGinley Myers of the podcast Anxious Machine. It's another show in the herd, the podcast collective I'm a part of. He's going to tell us a story about a woman who didn't want to believe she was losing her hearing, and what happened to her when she ultimately embraced that fact. Here's Rob's story called These Things as Miracles.
Adrian felt like a completely regular kid growing up in grade school. She got all the way up to the sixth grade without even noticing that part of her world was slowly fading into the background.
My teacher, she said I was missing a lot of information that she was giving to the class. So she was like, Adrian, every time I came in class, she would just say, can you sit up front? And I guess because a lot of my work was being done wrong, she felt like I was either not paying attention or I was missing information somewhere. And one day, the nurses came to the class and was like, we need to see Adrian. A lady came and picked me up and took me. My mom didn't take me. Some lady did that worked for the school. And she, I want to say it was like a social worker or something. And she took me. My mom must have gave her permission because we didn't have a car. So my mom gave her permission to take me, and she took me. I got there. I sat in this booth. And they did this test with my ears where I had to raise my hand and hear the beep. I was failing that test each time. So I'm like, this can't be true. And I kept telling them, I don't believe that because to me, I can hear. And they were like, do you feel like you understand what's going on in class? Do you feel like this? Can you understand what the teacher is saying? Because apparently I wasn't doing so well. So, and I'm like, I feel fine. I was able to hear if it was loud. But if it was soft or something that she was saying that I didn't hear, I would miss it. So if she was talking and her back was turned, I didn't even know she was talking or not. It was like being in the dark. So I was in denial. I was. I didn't know I was losing my hearing. It was something that just faded away.
Adrian's hearing loss is hereditary. Her father had it, some of her cousins had it, but for the next 2 years, she tried to pretend it didn't exist, even as it was getting worse.
And then I start realizing as I got older, people had to yell at me more. And it's like, who wants to be having somebody talking to them like they're yelling at them? I felt like I didn't get to learn the things that I wanted to. It was terrible. I felt dumb. I felt lost. And like, I lost a lot of friends. They wouldn't talk to me. They wouldn't call me. They wouldn't hang out with me. And I knew it was because of that. But a lot of people that knew, like family and close friends, that knew, like they would make fun of me. People would say, like, you're deaf and you're, you know, that hurted me. Like, you can't hear it. You know, for a while, my mom did it too. Like, she'd be like, you're deaf. Like, you know, and she'd laugh.
Did you make the decision? Did you say, I want to get a hearing aid?
I didn't decide. They decided for me.
Who?
The school.
And do you remember getting it?
I remember when the social worker took me, getting it fitted, and then she took me back, and she had it put in, you know, had them give it to me. They purchased it. I don't know who paid for it back then. I don't know. But when I got to that hearing office, I just looked at it. It sat on, it was two of them, and they sat on the table. I just looked at them. They sat on the table, and I'm like, I don't want these.
Why?
Because I didn't know I was new. It was starting off with something new like that at a teenager age. It's not, and you see that nobody else is wearing them.
And what did it sound like the first time you turned it on?
When I first wore them, I was able to hear. And I was like, wow. That was an important part. I was like, I was missing out on all of this, you know? And they were like, yeah, you see the difference? And I'm like, oh my gosh, I can hear, you know?
What did you hear?
Everything, anything, noise. It was mostly like, to me, it was noise, you know, because I'd never heard it.
It's easy to forget how much background noise the world actually contains. Adrian wanted to hear her teacher, but she found that background noise overwhelming. But that heightened sensitivity did give her special new powers.
I can hear the neighbors. If I'm in my building, I can hear school buses driving past. At first, like, I can hear the bus and be like, run, y'all, the bus is coming, you know? And it, my sisters and them was happy that I was able to hear that kind of stuff. But before, they couldn't even hear the school buses when it's coming up the street. I couldn't hear it, but when, we lived in a building. But when that, with the hearing aids, I was able to hear the buses. And I'm like, here come the bus, y'all, come on. And we're gonna take off.
So you had, like, super hearing.
I kept telling them, I'm like, I think these things are too loud. They need to turn them down. I was hearing people in the building arguing. Like, these things is miracles. So then I tried them out. I liked them for that reason, you know. But it gave me a headache. They were huge. And they sat in my ear, and they were big. And they were... like, they were irritating, though. They you know, I wasn't used to nothing being in my ear. And they were big and hard, and it hurted my ear. So it messed with my mind and my brain.
Her classmates had made fun of her before because she couldn't hear. Now they made fun of her because she wore hearing aids. Between the discomfort and the stigma, she stopped wearing hearing aids altogether by the end of high school. She learned how to hide her hearing loss from the people around her, trained herself to stop saying words like what or huh.
Because I don't want them to repeat themselves, because I don't want them to get upset for having to repeat themselves. Because a lot of people get upset when you be like, repeat that. They hate it, it's annoying, it's aggravating.
But then she had kids, and she saw how her hearing loss created aggravation in the home. Her son might say something to her she couldn't quite hear.
Then I'd be like, what? You know, my response to him is kind of mean, because it's like, you're talking too slow or too low. Like, speak up, you know? I'd be responding like that mean to him sometime. And he'd be like, but my dad did that to us. We would talk to him, and he'd be like, what you saying, girl? Talk up. Say what you saying. And I'd be like, why are you yelling at us? You know? But he wasn't meaning to be yelling at us. He was frustrated because he didn't hear us, you know? And that when somebody come to you, and they play, hey, how you doing? Or, you know, and your facial expression and everything just is mean, and I feel it. And, you know, they'd be like, hey, Adrian, do what you want to do. Or you wanna... And I'd be like, what did you just say to me? Or what are you, you know, not meaning to respond that way, you know. But that's just the way it comes out, because I feel like you talking to me and I can't hear you. You know what I'm saying?
The breaking point came when Adrian had to go to court after a car accident. Another driver had crashed into her while her son was in the car, and she was trying to get a settlement to help pay for repairs and medical bills.
I went to court, and the judge was telling me to raise my hand and everything, and I didn't do it. I'm standing there. and he's getting mad. Like, but this, like out of everybody that come in this courtroom, they raise their hand and they agree to what's being said. I just stood there. I started to hear him say, raise your hand. And so the lady, when we went in the hallway, she said, the judge had asked you to raise your hand. And she said, he was pretty upset about that. I said, I seen him get upset, but I didn't know what he was upset about. I said, well, can you let him know I have a hearing loss? That was bad. That what made me really say, I'm going to get my ears done. That I cried after that court case when they said I lost because I didn't hear anything. And a lot of the things that the guy said in court, I couldn't hear.
She went home that day and dug up her old hearing aids, which she'd been keeping in a drawer in her room.
Because I knew, I held on to it because I knew I was going to need it one day. I'm like, maybe I need to just try to start wearing these. I put it in my ear, it was uncomfortable. It didn't fit right. Because I grew from 12 to now, you know.
So without telling anyone, she booked an appointment with an audiologist and ordered new hearing aids. A few weeks later, they were ready, and Adrian went back in to pick them up.
But when I got there, she had the hearing aids sitting on the table. And I'm like, okay. She's like, you ready for this change? And I'm like, yeah, I need it. You know, my kids are needed. I need it. I'm like, I tried them on, and she adjusted the speakers, and we put them on. I left there. I got in my car. I drove down to the little driveway at Robbinsdale, and I heard every car tire, every ski and horn. Horns probably was miles away. I'm like, and I'm looking around, and I was nervous driving. People come flying past, and I can hear their car. You can hear everything. So I'm nervous driving, and I'm jerking, stopping, and it made me, as a driver, nervous to drive.
She found the experience so overwhelming that as soon as she got home, she laid down for a nap. But she didn't take the hearing aids out. And her kids still didn't know she had them.
Another reason why me getting them is because they were doing some swearing and cussing around the house. I never heard it. They were fighting. I never heard it. So I'm like, it's time for me to get these hearing aids so I can start putting them in their place, you know. So I'm upstairs in my room. It's three levels. And I'm hearing them in the basement in my sleep because I slept with them. And I'm like, get up here right now. I heard everything you said. I said, you said this, this, and that. Now, before ever, I could never tell them that, you know. But they was probably like, wow. And then they were like, be up and leave the TV on. And I'd be in my bed. But I had my hearing aids on. I started sleeping with them because I wanted to know what was going on, you know. They would still have the TVs on. I'd be like, turn it off. So they started like, well, she can hear the TV now.
So Adrian had this brief existence as a kind of supermom, her extra powers of perception hidden up under her hairdo. And she might have kept it that way. But then she got called into her school about her oldest son.
So the teacher came with us to this meeting. He took some tests with my son. He asked for my approval, and I told him, yeah. So he said he went into class and stood behind my son. And this is the same thing the teacher told me back in elementary. Stood behind him and said a few words. And my son never turned around, never looked, never. And that's the same thing that happened to me. So I'm like, that's true. I said, when he told me that, these teachers don't know I have a hearing loss. When he told me that happened to my son, I knew that he had a hearing loss from there.
It turned out that both of her two older sons had hearing loss. Adrian made them an appointment to get hearing aids, even though she still hadn't told them, or anyone in her life, that she was wearing hearing aids.
And so we were all in there. And for the first day, the first two times we went to visit, I just sat back and just looked at their feelings and how they felt about it. And they cried. They cried so bad. And then I thought about how I was their age, and I cried. Because we was the same age with this. Sixth grade, all of us. My son that just went to seventh grade, he was sixth grade. My oldest son, he found out sixth grade. I was in sixth grade.
Adrian sat there, watching them go through what she had gone through, watching them deny what she had denied. And she finally decided to speak up.
And I said, I just want you to know you're not alone. And I'm like, all these years, I've had the same situation. And I put my hearing aid out my ear, and I said, I wear it too. I said, so you're not alone. I said, I'm sorry we got to go through this. I said, I wish I can change this for us. I said, but don't deny it. Don't. I said, you denying your hearing loss is you deny me. Because I tell them, now I feel the same way you guys feel. I'm in the same situation you in. You know, and I'd be like, nobody is perfect. And they were shocked, like, Mom, like all this time.
The hearing aids weren't a quick fix. The boys are still embarrassed to wear them in public. But Adrian feels right now that the most important thing is to wear them at home.
I said, at home, keep it in so that we're not yelling and fussing and arguing and loud and taking each other wrong and being mean and, you know, wear so we can communicate better in the house. And for 6 years straight, I've been faithfully wearing my hearing aid. Yep, I don't go anywhere without it. Unless if I can't find it, I'm not going. I'm canceling. I'm not.
Yeah. I have one more question. As much as you need your hearing aid, is it a relief when you get to take it out?
No. I sleep in it sometimes.
So you never want to be without it?
Why? It's hard to sleep in it. And if I wear it for like 2 years, I'm not supposed to sleep in it, but sometimes I just feel like I like to sleep in the dark in my house. If nobody's there and I'm home by myself, I have to sleep in it.
You don't want it to be quiet?
I hate that. I've been there forever. I've been in the dark for a long time. You would not like that. It was terrible. And it's like, and all I always say to myself is I was in the dark for a long time. That's how I felt. I missed out on a lot. You know how much learning I missed out on? Because I refused to wear it? A lot. It's like sitting in a dark room for years, or going out in the ocean and being stuck to being found.
Jacob here. If you liked that story, check out Rob's show, Anxious Machine, where he tells stories about how the stuff humans make affects us. From computers to guns, even religion. He's a great producer, and it's a great show. You can check out it and all the other shows in The Herd at theherdradio.com. That's H-E-A-R-D. This episode of Neighbors is brought to you by Baja Burrito. Doing it the hard way since Y2K. For the show, I go out to lunch with a fair amount of people. I usually tell them where I live and ask them where they'd like to meet. And more often than not, people say, well, why not Baja Burrito? So next time you have to meet someone for lunch in Nashville, I ask you the same question. Why not Baja Burrito? Come back in 2 weeks for a show all about two men's quest to give each other a high five.
Andy's mentally preparing for the high five. He looks forward to it. He probably thinks about it a lot more than he would even tell me. I think at first I was a little suspicious. I just thought, oh, it's going to be one more of his things. He's got bowling every week, and He loves any kind of like game or activity. I just thought, I wonder how long this is going to last. But now I think there's actually something to it.
I'm Jacob Lewis, and as always, I'm reminding you to get to know your neighbors.